Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at his shoulders.
We're going to look at more of the bizarre inauguration of the Chinese front man, Joe Biden, next segment. And then Robert Barnes joins us to give his take on the situation of the Republic. And then I'm going to open the phones up right through into the fourth hour. About 15 minutes of the fourth hour, I'll host. And then we'll have John Rappaport, who's ready, take over 45 minutes. And then we'll have Owen Schroyer and, of course, the War Room. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this report, Parler Report. That's at man.video. That's excellent. AOC butchers the First Amendment. Here it is.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in all of her mundane incomprehension of how America works, is announcing a ministry of truth that will decide what is and isn't disinformation.
I do think that several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy, because that is a part of what happened here. We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation.
If AOC followed the facts and truthful guidelines to create an actual First Amendment Reformation Committee, would that put the Mockingbird media out of business? Because their lies are a monumental far cry from what is considered objective and ethical journalism.
You can't say that everybody who voted for Trump is like the people who went into the Capitol. Response.
You can't say that what? Everybody's like
everybody who voted for Trump is like them.
And now I just explained to you, if you are on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I'm never on the side of the Klan. I am principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. Principal people who are conservative or liberal, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than, that says that your fellow Americans should not exist, that says your fellow Americans should be in a concentration camp.
I wonder if you have thought through kind of how Republicans begin what someone on my team earlier today called debathification of the Republican Party. Is there a little wing of the Republican Party that you think can do this sort of debathification of the party, and can it work at this point?
Or will AOC produce a predictable, standardized false axiom that protects her precious progressive movement from further criticism?
Southern states are not red states. They are suppressed states, which means the only way that our country is going to heal is through the actual liberation of Southern states, the actual liberation of the poor.
That's what they call
the
it when they conquer
liberation
you. We're liberating
of working
you.
People from economic, social, and racial oppression. That's the only way.
And what will this new Pravda look like as it tightens its stranglehold on an American public that can't process its despotism?
What's happening is people are able to seek out the information that makes them feel good. That is what's happening, is that people have so much choice now. They can choose what their news sources are. They can choose what influencers they want to follow. And they can try to seal out anything that helps them question
that's
that.
The left
and
does.
I think
they're
that censoring. Gets to a really core issue.
See how it's all inversion?
How our freedoms as Americans and the way we've treated press freedom in the past is being abused by these actors. In that we have given a lot of leeway, both in the traditional media and on social media,
to have
a very broad range of political views. We have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers.
Turn down the capability. It's a very important report, but it's only part of it.
Example.
It's at band.video. Good old AOC. And her attack on, or shredding, of the First Amendment.
We'll be right back on the other side with Lady Gaga.
Here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, yesterday morning, Trump announced that at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, he was going to give a farewell address of a U.S. president. Those are a big deal. And at 3 p.m. came on, and no major cable network, even OAN, I guess, was on break when I went and looked it up. Only Newsmax carried it. And, of course, InfoWars.com. No one basically carried the farewell address of the president where he talked about all the amazing accomplishments that we made together. And I respect Stuart Rhodes, the Oath Keeper. She was on last segment here on the Alex Jones Show last hour. And he was saying, you think Trump really failed by not declaring the Insurrection Act? Well, Bob Barnes was a lawyer for Trump and was in some of the meetings. And they were planning to have the military arrest Trump if he did that, even though it was lawful. And so Trump was totally surrounded. He was given the 25th Amendment ultimatum. He decided to live to fight another day. And he was such a man in the arena. He's been sued over 1,000 times, trying to put his whole family in prison. I know a lot of things that are private, that are inside baseball, as they say, that I'm not allowed to tell you, only because I've had some of the same Democrat prosecutors in the federal government try to put me in jail as well. And I've been asked by my lawyers and people not to get into it, but they specifically have been trying really hard, okay? And it's unbelievable how they lie, the things they do. So some people said Trump was invincible, trust the plan. Others said he should fix everything and that he was a bad guy. No, ladies and gentlemen, he failed when it came to going along with the vaccine because he wanted to restart the economy. He failed when he just gave tacit approval to red flag laws as, well, if somebody's crazy, they shouldn't have a gun. He later backed off of that. But he did some things that were bad. The point is, he meant well. He was our president. He didn't listen to lobbyists. He did what he really thought was best for the country. And that's why the bureaucracy that sold this country out hated his guts. And I want to be clear. I have friends and I have neighbors and I have family and I know a preponderant number of engineers that are in the queue. They liked it because it was a fun way for them to get into fighting the New World Order. Most of what Q covered was stuff everybody else was already covering that was real. And it was fun to imagine they were part of this secret thing, interfacing with the government. But it wasn't real. It was scammers on the inside, intel ops, and a bunch of grifters in between the system and the people. And WikiLeaks got it right. It was a pacification operation to make you think everything was handled. And I'd go out to events and run into a Q crowd. They all had this incredibly satisfied look in their eyes. They'd say, Alex, I used to be with you. Now I'm with Q. Because Q told me you're an Israeli agent. I have nothing to do with Israel. Just crazy stuff. And meanwhile, the globalists are out in the open. The New World Order's out in the open. The Great Reset's out in the open. Lockstep's out in the open. Forced inoculation, FEMA camps, it's all here. And instead, oh, everything's fine. Tom Hanks and Hillary have been locked up. They're in Gitmo. And I would tell people I knew, I said, listen, the troops are there in case Trump gets on the internet somewhere before they cut him off and says, you know, resist. Because everybody was calling on Trump to do that. They were ready for Trump to try to counter their coup. You can argue legally he could have, but they weren't going to let that happen. It would have been even worse. So now they've got an aged, doddering, incredibly corrupt Chi-Com agent in charge. And they're going to have a lot of trouble selling their agenda, and it's going to blow up in their face. So careful what you wish for. Some of the Lord's greatest gifts were unanswered prayers, to quote Garth Brooks. And I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm not saying we have an easy road. I'm just have always tried to steer you as accurate as I can with the best info I have, with real research and real historical understanding and quote sources. But I'll tell you, most of the time, I know more than my sources. The Pentagon calls me up. The CIA calls me up to ask what I think of things. Not the other way around. I'm not trying to brag about that, folks, but I have a good political brain. I've been doing this a long time. And I've been trained in the field, in the school of hard knocks, as an organic patriot citizen who wasn't trained by the system. Matt is seen by the system as the proof of someone's real gravitas is that they pull themselves up out of the mud. And I'm not telling you that to act powerful. I'm telling you that because that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's shift gears into Lady Gaga. The archetypal image of her coming out in that red Cinderella or Little Red Riding Hood dress in actual Hunger Games-style regalia and then going and singing the Star-Spangled Banner is all about how they are Americans and Trump isn't, when it's the opposite. They are the globalist. And the media made a joke about a report Owen put out last week about how the Satanist Lady Gaga is going to perform there. Lady Gaga says she's possessed by demons. Lady Gaga has to have an assistant sleep in the room with her because demons attack her at night, she believes. She goes and spirit cooks with Marina Abramovich and then goes to these displays where it's mock human sacrifices and drinks blood. Can we put some photos of that up? That's Lady Gaga drinking the blood. So, and they had little kids at these events, by the way. And then she did rituals with her to help her take control of the demons. So when they do all of this, it's about being in our face. But these are empty vassal slaves, Lady Gaga, Joe Biden, all of them are tortured, horrible souls. Look at Hunter's laptop. And so to make it look like people, they put up hundreds of thousands of flags and had the military in a steel perimeter with the big American flag. So you'd see that on TV and say, oh, he's for America. But when you get closer, there were fields of United Nations flags. So really what it's all about is rubbing the Republic's face in it. But let's go over some of these memes, compare Biden's inauguration to dystopic Hunger Games. Absolutely. He and Kamala look like both the characters from it. You look at all the tweets, we'll pull that up. It's at InfoWars.com. And it's all extremely emblematic. Go ahead and scroll through liberally. That's right, pretty fast. There's a lot of them. And this is the type of thing they're not going to be able to counter. This is classic authoritarianism, and everyone knows from art and culture and experience that that is what this is. When you watch the Hunger Games, they don't let the general public in to their big government events. They have big events out in the middle of these huge stone temples, but none of the citizens are allowed to be there. And that was the celebration last night as the sun set on the Republic on January 19th, 2021. They were there to watch America die as the sun set, knowing the new day was coming as the United States, a vassal of the globalist, now going into communist Chinese receivership. And that's all this is. And so remember, he's coming after your speech. They're coming after your guns. They're coming after your children. They're coming after your local towns. They're coming after your food. They're coming after your water. They're coming after your oil, your energy. He's already said he's going to phase out fossil fuels in 2 years. If they phase out 10% of it, the economy will totally shut down. But he'll tell you what heroes you are living through COVID and how you need to take those shots. And the COVID death numbers are going to go up because the COVID shots are killing people. And they're saying, oh, you can still die of COVID even though you have the shot. And now statistically, it's much higher chance that you die if you have the COVID shot because they're killing you. And then you test positive for COVID because the COVID vaccine tells you that. And many of the COVID vaccines cause a false positive for HIV because the COVID virus has HIV delivery system in it. And I told you that 11 months ago, and now it's all out in the open. So the truth will set us free, not delusions. And the truth is the globalists are counter-assaulting, the empire striking back because the world was awakening. So the fight has just begun, and Donald Trump was just one weapon in that fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sitting in the studio, or the studio right next door to me, about 30 feet away, with Roger Stone at about 1:45 at night central, and Trump came out and announced victory. A Hillary spokesman capitulated, and I was looking down during the break, and Stone looked at me and he said, "Everything's fine, we got the president." And I said, "That was with establishment Republicans, buddy. I know you've been around longer than me." I said, "Trump really is a maverick. All hell's going to break loose. They're going to come after us." Now, that was a very simple thing for me to know. Now, folks have seen me smiling now. I'm very sad Trump's gone. It was a lot of unrealized dreams that didn't happen. A lot of it did happen. He meant well. Major accomplishments. Now he helped the economy and did such good peace deals. Even the New York Times says maybe we should follow a lot of what Trump did. They just wanted the power. It wasn't that he did something wrong. In fact, he actually showed them how to not be total destabilizing scumbags. So the lasting legacy of Trump's going to live on. It's big. We'll talk about that with Robert Barnes come up a little bit later in this hour. But I want to get into where this goes now and where the Trump movements go now and how the system's going to try to organize it and lead it out into the edge of a cliff, because you know that's what they're already doing. And so much more. But the first thing is, Barnes has been a lawyer since the election fraud for Trump. I confirmed that separately with the White House. He was advising Trump. Everything he told me was extremely accurate about Trump. I've talked to other Trump lawyers and other Trump confidants. They told me the same thing. I was told on the morning of January 7th that Trump would capitulate that day. About 5 o'clock he did. The Q people said that was a CG. And what's scary is I've even had people close to me go, "I can't believe it, Biden's evil," who weren't even really political. They go, "Jones, you're just being negative. We have to believe, and Biden won't be the president." Well, sorry, that doesn't work. This is not voodoo. This is not Oprah Winfrey's The Secret. And so I'm not attacking Q followers who think that fighting the New World Order is Q. That was there for 70 years. I'm trying to explain to you it's a setup to pacify you so they could remove Trump, and they did. And everything Q told you helped the power structure. So to stick a fork in this Q thing, Robert Barnes, let's get into that first. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be here. Hopefully now everybody recognizes that Q was always a psyop and a disinformation campaign that misled them. Lynn Wood and some of the Q people yesterday were saying that they really thought Trump would be getting inaugurated today. So now everybody sees what it was. It was always a disinformation psyop meant to undermine the president's support, meant to distract and detour them, unfortunately lead some of them to participate in the Capitol Hill riots and that staged event. And so the whole nature of it, the whole combined component of it, is now finally fully exposed. And hopefully those folks can get back to being productive and positive and making real reform and real change by disassociating and disaffiliating from Q and getting back to doing grassroots support of real liberty-oriented projects that need to happen if there's going to be a second step, a second stage to the populist revolt that Trump represented and reflected.
I totally agree with you, but the time we have left in the short segment, let's visit this. We're not bashing people that got into Q, because a lot of what the whole Pew Community said was true, because it was millions of regular people communicating and sharing info. That was wholesome. That was good. That was great. It was the direct Pew droppings that were so poisonous, and believing this esoteric, secretive thing instead of Bill Gates on air saying world government, Klaus Schwab saying world government. I mean, it's all out in the open now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the entire Q PSYOP was a very effective one. It got people to believe that they were in an adult fan-style fantasy reality game of simulated reality, of virtual reality, of enhanced reality. And they thought they were playing the role of secret agent, and they thought they were helping the president. And, in fact, they were working basically at the behest of and on behalf of the deep state apparatus that was meant to undermine the president all the way through. And I think what we can learn from Q is how a PSYOP works, how a disinformation campaign works. People that got trapped into it can learn to monitor it, learn to look for the signs, learn to look for the indicia so that it's not so easy to do again. The next likely Q is going to target the left rather than the right. But at least now, hopefully, more members of the right, the independent political right, the populist movement in the country, the liberty movement in the country, the freedom movement in the country, can start to recognize the traps that Q set, and so that they don't get trapped in the future. There's nothing we can do about the past, but we can learn from the past to improve the present, to change the future. And that's what needs to be done in response and in reaction to the Q PSYOP campaign. It really is a lot like Operation Trust, and there's going to be more PSYOPs like this, particularly in a lockdown era, in a high-tech era, in an era where a lot of people are increasingly only communicating with one another digitally online. It's going to be even more critical and essential than ever before to watch out for Q-like PSYOP campaigns being run through message boards.
And by the way, Joe Biggs has been arrested. That's just now breaking. We'll tell you about it on the other side. Feds arrest Proud Boy member Joe Biggs over Capitol riot. The right-wing media figure denied FBI agents that he was involved in any planning for the attack on the Capitol, but admitted entering the building. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. Our prayers go out to Joe Biggs. But it's funny, the Boogaloo boys that say they work with BLM and want an insurrection and want a civil war and want a revolution, they said they ran the whole thing, bragged about it in hundreds of tweets, their leaders. They've had no problems so far. And the one Antifa leader that got caught, they've let him out without any bail. Isn't that funny?
Extraordinary. I mean, I hope some people in the criminal that are part of that criminal case of the defendants use the discovery powers they have to see exactly what did the FBI know and exactly who and what Q was. Because there's a lot of hallmarks of this being a deep state operation. And they can use the rights of criminal discovery to explore, was it just one big entrapment?
Oh, we know a bunch of videos of in the woods by the Capitol, people in black putting on in bags their MAGA gear. We have them saying, we're going to attack and blame it on them. They don't even deny it because they know they're covered and protected. It's kind of like when they had jihadis 6-7 years ago, would launch chemical attacks in Syria, take credit for al-Nusra, then the news would blame Assad, but because they'd launched a chemical attack and admitted it on video because they wanted to be rock stars in Islam, it would stop them being able to set up Assad. So we now have citizens beating up the Antifa, trying to stop the Boogaloos going in. We now have all this on tape. It's incredible.
No doubt. And then you look at the very peculiar nature of John Sullivan, the BLM Antifa attached individual who, according to Max Blumenthal and reporters on the left, they always suspect that he was always a Fed plant, that he was initially a Fed plant meant to infiltrate the left, and then they believe he was a Fed plant meant to infiltrate the right. And he was critical and integral to what took place at the Capitol, was trying to
He was a leader of it and running around saying, Absolutely. Burn it down, trying to get people to burn down the building.
Exactly. He was trying to incite worse violence. So, and he was given a sweetheart deal and allowed to walk away without bail.
So all I'm trying to say is with Antifa or BLM or Boogaloos or Q, anything esoteric where you think you're a secret agent and it's not out in the open is telltale dangerous, and it's like jumping off a cliff without a parachute. It's just not good. We'll talk about good ways to be involved politically and turn the country around when we come back. Robert Barnes, the final days of Trump, what's coming next and more. We'll be right back.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years.
and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You know, a lot of people are really mad at Trump that he didn't declare martial law, the Insurrection Act, all the rest of it. When they had operatives coming to him saying do that because they were then going to arrest him. And we know that for a fact now. That's why they had martial law set up before. That's why they were ready. It was already in position. They had isolated Trump. He was never even really the president. They never let him get hardly anything done. It's been just a four-year tectonic battle. And so now that Trump doesn't have the power, now that his star has sunk, I support him more than ever because I'm not a sunshine patriot. I'm a winter soldier. We'll get Bob Barnes' take on Trump here in just a moment. But first, here's what Trump had to say in his farewell address that the media blacked out.
My constant concern has always been the best interests of American workers and American families. I did not seek the easiest course. By far, it was actually the most difficult. I did not seek the path that would get the least criticism. I took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. Your needs were my first and last unyielding focus. This, I hope, will be our greatest legacy. Together, we put the American people back in charge of our country. We restored self-government. We restored the idea that in America, no one is forgotten because everyone matters and everyone has a voice. We fought for the principle that every citizen is entitled to equal dignity, equal treatment, and equal rights because we are all made equal by God.
Now, he went over a list of our accomplishments in the last 4 years, and they were dazzling. The prescription drugs cut in half because China was screwing us. I mean, the list went on and on. Securing the borders, getting the VA from a 31% approval rating to an 87% approval rating, declaring our sovereignty again, exposing the UN, making NATO pay more money. It's incredible. And so we should be thankful for what God gave us and what we had, not complain. But I know, that's why I go back to the Q people, it's not just them, it's others that are like, he let us down, and he should have done more. And I love how the Q people will put faith in some nebulous fake internet thing that they don't know, but when it's the real president up there telling him the truth that he capitulated January 7th because he was isolated, they were threatening him with the 25th Amendment, they wouldn't believe that was real. They wouldn't even give the real person that respect when he was the president. So I wonder with their psyche and mainline Republican psyches and others, because Q went mainstream. I mean, people say, well, why are you criticizing Q? Is it cutting in on your audience? No, it made my audience bigger. It went super mainstream and brought all these people to us. I just couldn't play along with the line. Robert, what do you think's happening here? What happens next?
I'll be curious. I'm hoping that most of the Q people come back away from Q, recognize it as a disinformation campaign, and get back involved proactively and productively into making the country a better and safer place using their crowdsourcing investigative capabilities. Using their ability to support independent media networks like InfoWars, using their ability to network with each other to create independent technological platforms that circumvent the big tech monopolists and oligarchs who want to control and dominate our way of life moving forward, because we have a major, major battle up ahead. However tough the four Trump years were in the sense of Trump, of defending Trump against all the onslaught of attacks from the deep state, and as you know, Trump still made some major achievements, more achievements than any president in my lifetime. There are a lot of areas where he left things on the table, and that will always be disappointing. But frankly, that's a function of the lack of institutional support of populist allies across the political landscape at the level, governors, secretaries of state, state legislators, Congress members, you name it. We need a lot more populists in positions of influence and power than we actually had. And that was a critical, essential weakness that made it very difficult for simply one man to change all of politics. He was able to change what he felt he could change. And he led to the first president in forever to have no new wars, first president in forever to reduce our military footprint around the world, first president in forever to really expose the deep state and who they are and what they are. He wasn't able to curtail them, but he did expose them, and that's the first step of that process. So hopefully the people that got misled by Q, which now it appears that the attempt is, it's almost like the whole Q psyop was meant to lead to people not having faith and confidence in democracy at all, or Trump particularly. That be when Trump didn't do the dumb ideas that were being proposed out of the Q cult world, now all of a sudden people are like, well, it's suddenly Trump's fault.
And think how that works. This thing that's a nebulous internet thing gets to become the president and Trump isn't, and people follow it, and then they're mad at him when he's not their fantasy.
It's very much like a cult that takes, in the Q cult, it took somebody's loyalty to their country, loyalty to God, and supplanted it, or loyalty to Trump, and supplanted it with loyalty to Q. And all of a sudden, and it's like people that get caught up in a cult. All of a sudden, their religion is bad, their family is bad, everybody is bad except their cult leader. And that's what the Q ended up being. But at this point, Q has been completely, utterly, totally exposed. All the trust the plan stuff was nothing more than a major lie meant to derail the Trump movement at whatever level it could. And it's partially succeeded. I mean, I think we can say, but for Q, Trump may be president today. We can say, but for Q, we definitely don't get the Capitol Hill raids and riots that have led to the attacks on the president and the president's team. But now it's time to sort of battle down the hatches and get ready for the next political war, because we're going to face one of the biggest constitutional crises in this next term that maybe we've ever faced. They're talking about restarting Patriot Act 2.0.
That's what we're doing in the next segment, is how they're going to wage war on our rights, our freedoms, how this was used to launch the secret police, the left calling for re-education camps. I mean, this isn't some shadowy stuff now. This is out in the open. But first, let's get into what you think Trump can do now to try to continue to maintain the base. Because let's face it, he is a great leader to mobilize people. What he should do now to stay out in the spotlight and not let them basically keep him quiet while they build straw men and discredit him.
Exactly. I think Trump's great skill is his marketing, and his great asset is his brand. And so he should leverage both to look at an independent news media network, independent information distribution network, independent social media platforms, maybe even look at independent banks and financial institutions. The reality is there's going to be huge demand for all of those things from people that are Trump supporters because of the censorship campaigns and the blacklisting campaigns by the institutional media, by employment institutions, by financial institutions, by the social media oligarchs. The only way to counteract that is to have our own networks to replicate and repeat what InfoWars has done. Build an independent brand that's not dependent at all either on corporate donations or sugar daddy billionaires, but also isn't dependent on big tech distribution platforms either. The InfoWars is the model and the template for the president to mirror and follow in a broader context of industry.
I totally agree. He doesn't need to buy out some existing network. He sets up his own telecommunications system with good graphics and good researchers. Just cover news and then have direct sale products off of like his own Amazon-type platform. It would start making billions of dollars with the reach and the database he has. But lo and behold, he won't do that. Jared Kushner will tell him not to do it.
That's the major, the internal fight. Is the establishment types that still have great influence that showed up at the end. We saw that in the failure to pardon Assange and Snowden or Ulrich or a lot of other people, Brian Colfage or others, that failure is very much because
the insiders... Oh, that's another horrible point. I forgot he didn't pardon Assange. What a black mark on him. Oh, that's just such a nightmare.
And it'll always be, because it's the Trump administration that indicted him, the Trump administration that...
Well, then I changed my mind. I was on the edge saying that for me, there's so many points.
It was a bitter betrayal of part of his base, but it's because Trump has very little, too little influence of his own populist instincts around him. Too many people that are curtailing it rather than expounding upon it and expanding it.
Well, they tell him, sir, he got U.S. service members killed, which he didn't. And so they use that against the president. We're going to come back and talk about that and talk about their plan to set up Patriots straight ahead.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's the symbol of your chains. You belong in a republic. You belong in a free society. Here's a short compilation. We've got like a 20-minute one, but here's a minute-and-a-half compilation of them calling for reprogramming, re-education camps of the American people. And then I'm going to show you a document from 8 years ago that we broke. Here it is.
If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support.
You talked about Al-Qaeda. What has he done in terms of incitement, right, that Osama bin Laden didn't do?
No external terrorist ever did this to us. We've never worried like this, even after 9/11.
Each of these people should be shamed, and they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden and to the Holiday Inn that they're staying at.
I wonder if you have thought through kind of how Republicans begin what someone on my team earlier today called debathification.
Look, I think the challenge is that the rot is from the grassroots all the way to the presidency. So the rot is at every layer.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white,
almost all Republicans who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
They can't even open their mouths about unity. Shut up about unity.
The way that we in the media speak about this is so important.
Twitter and Facebook aren't banning you because you're a conservative. They're banning you because you suck. They're banning you because you say evil shit.
I covered wars abroad. I've seen ugly things that this country now resembles, but I've never seen this country more in doubt about safety at home than right now. And the enemy is us.
Oh, the enemy's the American people. So that's another compilation. Sorry, we heard the wrong one, where they talk about how we're terrorists and bad. There's a whole other compilation where they say we need re-education and brainwash. There it is. Compilation of leftists call for deprogramming, re-education, and brainwash Trump supporters. In fact, I love the fourth hour host, but I'm just taking over the fourth hour today because I'm going to air every one of those then and redo this then because it's a big deal. You need to see them calling for you to be put in re-education camps, ladies and gentlemen. You need to witness it. Put it back on screen, please. Now, you scroll through that. There's dozens of them this week saying re-education camps. Now, why is that important? Document cam shot, please. Leftists suggest re-education camps, firing squads, banning talk radio to deplatform 75 million Trump supporters. That's another article. But now let's show you the real thing. Restricted U.S. Army Internment and Resettlement Operations Manual. We got this from the Army before it was even declassified. They later said it was real and declassified it. And Infowars.com wrote about it. Talk about next year's news today. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's article from May 3rd, 2012. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for education camps in America. That's what Obama wanted. The Army was so freaked out they leaked it. Yes, the re-education camp manual does apply domestically to U.S. citizens. So that's why it's important to keep Infowars.com on air. And that's why they don't want us on air, so they can roll out this long-term plan. Separately, you heard Bob Barnes talk about this. Without your support, we're not on air. So we sell you great products we know you're going to really like, so you reorder them, so we stay on air and fight the globalists. That's the mission. It's a win-win. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off, sold out for months. A liquid multivitamin with all the minerals and the key amino acids for your immune system and your body. It's what every adult and every child should be taking. It tastes great. It's totally natural and healthy and is real vitamins that aren't synthetic. I'm going to sell out within a few weeks, and we don't get more for 8 weeks. That's okay. At 50% off, we will sell it very quickly because I want everybody to get it. It's 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. And there's a lot of other big specials there that have to end this weekend as well. That will continue until this batch is sold out. Okay, going back to Robert Barnes, you just saw the re-education camp articles I showed. You have a whole page of videos of them saying that. This is outrageous. Reprogram us, brainwash us, put us in camps, kill us. I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Well, they just want to weaponize everything. And so one aspect is they're trying to weaponize the educational system even after the fact. So there's now calls to take away diplomas from even United States senators simply because they voted to contest the election. There's a campaign afoot to do that to both Hawley and to do it to Cruz, just for the simple act of objecting. The big tech censorship is back up again today big. There's another round of purges happening that was always planned as soon as Trump was out of office that they accelerated part of because of what they did to Trump before. And so you're going to see that big tech purge continue to occur. There's calls for cable companies to not allow a certain broadcast to be aired across those cable companies, certain networks, even conventionally conservative institutional networks, not to be allowed on the air. So there's going to be attempt at their view is that they should have exclusive control, exclusive gatekeeping control over the institutional narrative, and you should only be allowed to hear or listen to and believe in that institutional narrative. These are statist at heart. Like sometimes they're associated with the far left. That's not what the Biden administration is going to be. The Biden administration is a neoliberal statist operation, But what these statists share in common with the hard left is a belief in re-education, a belief in weaponizing every tool available, employment, education, culture, technology, information, communication, product distribution. I mean, you have major companies that are now going to refuse to even allow you to buy MyPillow products at those companies simply because they don't like Mike Lindell's politics. So you're seeing that across the board, and it's going to accelerate. And that's why people need to start planning now. Look at the InfoWars model. And all the people that are part of the InfoWars audience, they're already prepared in ways almost nobody else is. Not only in the sense of buying storable food and being prepared for various contingency plans in case you need them on a short-term basis, of having a plan B in place in case you need it, but they're already supporting an independent information network that's able to distribute independent content outside of big tech censorship control, outside of the partisan control, outside of corporate donor control. And so, you know, and that's why you can buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And what happens when you do that? You effectively circumvent the system's ability to suppress and censor independent free press and speech.
Which has always been important, but now they're doing this to everybody. This is the mode, is to build institutions that direct sale, that have their own complete infrastructure. And that's why they feared InfoWars so much up front. They wanted to get rid and be able to destroy that model. Now, Barnes, we did get one of the clips. It's not the crew's fault. There's so many. Brainwash, re-educate, kill, firing squad, reprogram. But I wanted to just show one of the clips about re-education camps because that's where they're going with this. Here it is.
Harvard now want to set up kind of re-education camps and moral rehabilitation centers and institutions for vetting people who had the chutzpah to work in the Trump administration.
That's right. And that's him criticizing. We've got a bunch of clips that we'll add in post. We add this to Band Out Video later when we're not live, but where they actually say it. So, Barnes, I mean, they decided they can't beat us incrementally now. They just decided to go whole hog. What do you call that tactic?
Well, it's the old re-education camps of the old Stasi and communist and Soviet era, and they're just but they're probably going to introduce it through the military first. So that's why you're seeing that they're doing these purge campaigns inside the military to see if they have the dissident political beliefs or dissident political affiliations or dissident political associations, and they're going to use the pretext. It's amazing how the Capitol Hill events are the pretext for all of these things. The pretext to discredit the president, the pretext to discredit the election contest, the pretext to take away people's educational degrees because they contested an election, the pretext to have massive military presence that may be permanently now present in Washington, D.C. We may have a permanent military-occupied capital, as if this was a military junta that took over control. And now they're going to use it as well as the pretext to purge aspects of the military, and they'll probably introduce the idea of re-education camps and the template for re-education camps through the military. Look for them to start ordering military people that they think have the wrong ideas or are associated, wrong associations, wrong affiliations, to have to
go
to some
special
training.
Let me stop you, Barnes. I got a buddy in here who was in the military a few weeks ago, and his buddy that's in the Green Berets was currently in Utah just a month ago now, being brainwashed with people that they thought were too right-wing because of their social media posts, and literally wearing red high heels, learning how America sucks, how white people are bad. They already have re-education camps, and the new Secretary of the Department of Defense announced today that he will, quote, purge and re-educate bad members of the military. That doesn't mean you're in the KKK, folks. It means because you love America. This is a communist takeover. Stay with us, Barnes. Back in 2 minutes.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.